We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's great to check in with a 6-time Pro Bowler, 49ers left tackle, Joe Staley. Joe, we're happy to have you back. You're one of the best interviews of last year. We had you on twice last year. You were so good. And it dawned on me, man, we've been saying hello to you at least once a year for like a dozen years. 12 seasons, Joe. Are you kidding me? 12 years?
Yeah, no, I'm old. Holy cow.
Serious. I'm not trying to make you feel old, but I don't think there's any athlete that I've talked to longer than a 12-year stretch here on the show. You have the new record, sir. Congratulations to you. How you feeling right now? How's your body holding up after a couple weeks? Feel good?
No, I feel really good, yeah. It's probably the best I've felt in the last 4 or 5 years as far as physically. Body's feeling really good. I feel young mind, young body, ready to go. So, big challenge this week against Kansas City.
By the way, we're just playing a little song and dance number of yours. We were playing a little Hakuna Matata, which you did for the Freakonomics podcast. You're a song and dance man late in your career. I can't help but notice there's a striving Broadway performer trying to come out late in your career here, Joe.
Yeah, it's always been there. I think people are just now figuring it out that I like to sing, and so people are trying to get me to sing as much as they can, which I appreciate, and I'll oblige.
They probably should have booked you as the halftime act of the next Super Bowl instead of Maroon 5. And who knows? Like, maybe you're in the game, you could have just come out, sang, and then gone back and played the third quarter.
Yeah, it could have been done that way. Maroon 5's got some hits, though. You know, don't sleep on Maroon 5. They've got some hits.
Yeah, they do. Some radio hits for sure. Feels a little milquetoast. There were so many options coming out of the Atlanta music scene. I'm still not over the fact that Metallica wasn't asked to play in the Santa Clara Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
That would have been real nice. Joe's
play. They're really good live.
Joe Staley, they were great live. Did you see him the night before the Super Bowl at AT&T Park?
No, I did not. I saw him. Shoot. This is about 10 years ago when I was a young pup. Saw him at SAP Center.
Look at you. Old man Staley now. Man, it's good to have you on, Joe. It really is. You got a huge test in front of you guys on Sunday. But before we get to that, let's start with the first two games and how you think things have gone. Obviously, you went into a buzzsaw in Minnesota. You come home to take on the Lions. You survive a really close game at the end there. How you guys feeling after 8 quarters of football?
Yeah, we feel good where we're at, 1-1. Obviously, would like to have been able to close that game out a little bit better than we did last week. And then I think week one, going on the road, I think we had the opportunities there to win that game. But, anytime you have 4 turnovers, obviously on the road, it's going to be really difficult to win. But it's happy the way we came out in week two, kind of put that, didn't let that week one loss linger. And I think we came out pretty hot and then just got to find a way to finish. But, we're sitting at 1-1, and like you said, it's a tough game coming up going to Kansas City.
I'm guessing
really hard place to play and good team.
I'm guessing that Mike Pearson earned himself an awful lot of credit in that locker room and in the offensive line room by going on that bad ankle. I heard it should have kept him out, but he played.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was all week it was going to be, we really weren't really expecting him to be out there. And then kind of came in there on Saturday and Sunday and said he's good to go. And he went out there with him, and he battled through it and played really well.
Joe Staley from the San Francisco 49ers here on 95.7 The Game. So we had the rook on last week, Mike McGlinchey, and I know that the two of you have become pretty close since he heard his name called on draft day. I said I'd be puppy-dogging you around the locker room, too, trying to learn everything I could. But I'm guessing you couldn't tell him much about playing guard. Can you believe they asked him, and he had to go and play guard in his first-ever game in Minnesota? I mean, what a trial by fire.
Yeah, kind of wild there. He's just kind of getting excited to go and play in his first NFL game. Now he's playing two positions. But he stepped up to the plate, It was really awesome. He got told he was going to play guard, and he was like, all right, awesome, let's go. And never had a rep there and just kind of went out there and kind of won it and did pretty well.
I guess that gets you an awful lot of credit with your teammates. Good first impression to make, don't you think?
Yeah, I think he's been making it every day out there in the and practice field and the way he works and in the meeting rooms and just the way he carries himself. So it wasn't a surprise to see that from him.
How about Matt Breida, man? Big game against the Lions, and he's the NFL's leading rusher going into week three. Look, I mean, if he can do what Jet McKinnon was going to be asked to do, it's going to be a whole lot easier to open up this offense.
Yeah, I mean, we felt really good, obviously, with Jet and Matt. You know, I think Matt's super talented. We knew it here. I don't think people really understood what we saw every day in practice and everything. And I think credit to him, he's worked incredibly hard this offseason to be the guy, and his number's been called a lot more because, you know, with Jet going down, and, you know, he's had a really, really good game last game, obviously, and then even the week before, I think his average is up there as well. He just didn't have as many carries because we're behind a little bit, but, you know, he's been running the ball really well.
Joe, obviously, you are a bona fide team leader. You get a new team leader on the other side of the ball, and Richard Sherman added to the locker room this year. What is it like to have Richard Sherman among the leadership group now with the Niners?
Yeah, he's been awesome. You know, he was obviously a nemesis of mine for a bunch of years playing up there in Seattle, but he's been nothing but terrific being here. You can see why he's so successful. He's super competitive. You know, he's really great as far as the young guys bringing him along. You know, there's no secrets with him. He'll tell you exactly how he feels, and he holds everybody to the same exact standard, including himself. So he's been nothing but great.
Did you guys have to go have like a lunch? Did you have to break some bread to bury the rivalry before you could go on as teammates?
No, none of that. Just basically kind of told him the first time I ever saw him. I was just like, hey, man, I hated you when you were in Seattle, but happy to have you here. That's about it.
He probably hated you too, all things considered.
Yeah, he doesn't really go against me because I'm in lineman, you know. He was more worried about Crabtree, I think, at the time.
Oh, there's no doubt he was a little bit worried about Crabtree at that time. Joe Staley here on 95.7 The Game. So are you giving Pierre Garçon blocking pointers? Because he looked like a fullback going down the field on that Breida run.
Oh, that guy, he doesn't need any pointers. I mean, I think you could probably line him up for a couple snaps at tackle. He'd know exactly what to do, and he'd probably get some movement off the ball. Guy eats, breathes, sleeps football. He's a crazy Haitian. He's unbelievable. So
I tell you,
we love having him. He's a fearless guy. I mean, not only does he catch like every ball across the middle, fearless about that, but I mean, he gives it up every single play for his teammates and really understands that it takes all 11 to run the ball.
Joe, as we get to know Kyle Shanahan and what he likes to do offensively, you know, there's no doubt he likes a little razzle dazzle in the backfield. He likes strong side action. Then he comes back and he hits that weak side tight end, or that's where he finds Juszczyk wide open. He likes running east and west a little bit to open up maybe some running lanes. As I look at how this guy's putting his offense together, it's clear he's got some very innovative designs across his offensive line play. And you know, Harbaugh was known for the same thing. How much different is the Shanahan playbook just in terms of offensive line play than the Harbaugh book was? Was it simpler? Is it more complex? A lot of the same?
You know, I think as far as like numbers of what is in the playbook, those are pretty similar as far as what they are across coordinators. Everybody kind of has the same kind of plays that are in their playbook, but you know what Kyle is so great at is that he wants to find that matchup that we can, you know, try to exploit or something that he thinks that we're going to have an advantage of. And he's really great at creating matchups that he feels are favorable and are in putting us in position to make plays. And I think that's what makes him so innovative is not necessarily the way he call or the way he designs plays, but it's the way he calls a game. And I think that's probably one of the hardest things of a coordinator to do is to really understand exactly how to get the most out of the players and why we're calling a certain play and, you know, why he believes a certain play will be successful.
We saw Jimmy Garoppolo take 6 sacks, and there's been an awful lot of debate last week where the responsibility lie. Was it his trigger? Was he not letting it go fast enough, waiting for guys to get open downfield? Tell us about the 6 sack day for Garoppolo and how that's going to improve.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, regardless of where, you know, that's for everybody else to decide where the blame goes and everything like that. All we know is up front, we've got to do a better job. You know, we can't have that number. Got to give him all the time in the world to you know, sit back there and you know, find the open receiver. And you know, sometimes you know, a certain player or whatever, they're going to drop back eight or not going to rush as many people, and we have to do a better job of trying to just hold up our end of the bargain. So, I think we're have a real good test against these guys this week. You know, they got a real talented four, especially rushing the passer, especially outside too with D Ford and Justin Houston. So, good test for us, and to see we're on it.
Like, look, anything can happen in a football game. We know that, Joe. But there's no way this is a 13-10 final from Arrowhead, right? Like, this is going to be a pinball game, don't you think?
Hey, man, I never put expectations. I've been long enough in the NFL. I never know what's going to happen in an NFL game. You know, I get the I've had games where we had the Thanksgiving game back in, and we were rolling on offense, and we came out there, and I think it was like a 9-6 Thanksgiving game in 2012 against the Ravens. You never can put expectations on the NFL, just go out there and try to execute the best we can.
Fair enough. There's an awful lot of expectation of this defense improving with Reuben Foster appearing back in the middle of it. What do you think of him? What do you think he does for the defense this week?
I'm really excited to see Reuben out there. I mean, the guy has so much energy. He just plays with so much passion. You can just see it, feel it. People feed off that, defenses kind of feed off that energy and the momentum and everything, big plays and all that stuff. And that's exactly what he is, especially in the middle. Really excited to have him back on the football field. And especially, coupled with, I think Fred's been playing really great. And I think Malcolm Smith is going to be, hopefully getting back out there too. So, really excited to see what those guys can do.
We saw you do the worm approximately 10,000 commercial breaks last year during the regular season. You dancing for Pepsi again this year?
No dancing this year, but I think there might be a commercial coming out. I think just local this year. It's not a big national production like it was last year. But no dancing, more of a singing.
Oh, like I said, it's a triple threat. Look out. Yeah. Song and dance, man. Joe, it must mean an awful lot to you to see Frank Gore become the fourth leading rusher all time in NFL history. So many of his yards, man, came right off your cheeks. Have you talked to him? Have you communicated since he moved into position of number four?
No, not since he moved in last game, but I haven't talked to him then. But we communicated probably a few times during the season still, and he's a good bud, and I'm really happy for him. I mean, he's talk about just the pros, pro, use that cliche, and that's what Frank Gore is. He's one of the hardest working guys. Had one of the biggest impacts of my football career, and I've been able to tell him that, and I don't think I would be who I was without Frank Gore in my life. So he's one of the greatest dudes ever, and just happy to see him finally get the recognition, the stats to go with that amazing work ethic that he's had.
Joe, you got enough house credit to answer any question about this team any way you see fit. Hopefully you'll answer this one. If you could undo any roster decision that's happened during your career, is Frank Gore still a Niner? Is Alex Smith still a Niner? Vernon Davis, is Patrick Willis not retired? Chip Kelly never hired? What would you have done differently with just one decision?
Oh, man. So then you just, go different, bunch of different ways. Obviously, I would have loved to play Frank my whole entire career. Just the kind of person he was, and I talked about earlier about the impact he had on my career. I think he's obviously had a lot to give still to the end game of the NFL. He's just an anomaly at that in that way. Guy never quit. So I'd love to been able to play my whole entire career with Frank.
Joe, awesome stuff, man. We really appreciate your time again. We basically were asked to request three 49ers every week. And more often than not, we put your name on the list, because if we just get you a second time or a third time, we are always so happy with it, man. You are really something else. You are the representative this franchise has needed for a long time, and it's great to talk to you again. Final question for you. Since you are such a song and dance man, Joe, what is the last song you bought on iTunes? You didn't Spotify it. You didn't stream it. You had to own it, so you bought it.
The last song I bought on iTunes, I think, was Otis Redding.
Strong, Joe. Very strong. What song?
It was Otis Redding, The Greatest Hits album.
Excellent.
Just all that stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. That is a phenomenal answer. Can't get much better than that one. Hey, good luck in Kansas City this weekend. It's going to be a madhouse. Believe it or not, it's been a long time since you played there during the regular season. We looked this up. You were there in 2010. back when Matt Cassel got you guys and Alex Smith that day.
Yeah, I think that was the last time I played there. I played there a bunch in the preseason, but it's been a while for the regular season. So, looking forward to it.
Have a good time. Get a little barbecue while you're there as well, Joe. Thank you so much.
All right. Yep. Appreciate it. Having me on. Thank you.
Joe Staley. Great stuff from him, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.